Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. In the book of 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter, verses 2 and 3, it says, "So the king said to Joab, the commander of the army, who was with him, 'Go through all the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba, and number the people, that I may know the number of people.' But Joab said to the king, 'May the Lord your God add to the people 100 times as many as they are, while the eyes of my lord the king still see it. But why does my lord the king delight in this thing?'" Joab understood something that David was struggling with. It's always right and the responsible thing to listen to God. It's always right to have a life of faith. Yet it seems as though David was trying to be independent of God, trying to be responsible by trusting in the numbers that he had and the army that he had. I wonder how many times I've tried to be independent of God by using the term responsibility. I wonder what responsibility really is. Is it ownership? Is it control? Is it independence? How do I teach a child to be responsible? What do I do in order to trust God less, and is that responsible? Do I accumulate money, put it in safe places so I can pray less? Do I give generously as long as I don't suffer because of my gift? Once again, I must ask, is that responsible? Is that smart? Is that right? If I understand the basic foundational truths of the God-given principles, then I realize that responsible people are those who adjust their lives to love God first and foremost. Then, as a result of loving God, we love man as we ought to. Loving man is an art, whereas loving God is a discipline. Loving man is a fruit, whereas loving God is a choice. Loving man involves discernment, whereas loving God demands obedience. We cannot love man and thereby love God any more than we can open a bottle cap after we drink the beverage. Just as one must first take the cap off the bottle to enjoy the soda, one must love God in order to enjoy people. When a person is confused about this, they end up using both God and people for themselves. They put themselves in a place of a God and require that all pay homage to them, and then they become angry when that doesn't happen. Sometimes we can be very pitiful people. I need to learn what responsibility is, and the very first step in responsibility is to know that there is a God and I'm not him and I need to answer to him. I need to obey him whether I'd like to or not and never do anything to push me away from him. Otherwise, I'm not responsible. I'm Dave Wager for the Relate365.com leadership team. On this podcast, we call Thinking Aloud here on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.